the idea of Christian leaders. Love to see. And then on the other side, man, when somebody gets it, when somebody holds on to Christ, when Christ comes and transforms a heart and a mind, wow, it's like, you know, have a baby, you know? It's precious. It's wonderful. It you know, so the strategy is about love and caring about the souls of people. That's what God sends the gospel for. God sends the gospel to help us. You know, so he uses word, we'll see later, about encouragement and you know, trying to help people, urging them to you know, have this gospel in their lives. It's out of sincerity. The strategy, again, is being real with God, being real with people. You know, when we worship here every Sunday, I pray for us, you know, that God would be present with us, that God would fill the gaps in our lives where we, you know, we all have little missing parts and need healing and strength. And, you know, I pray that God would work in us and help us, that the truth of the word would just get into us, that the power of God's love and spirit would fill us, that we would, you know, grow, be nurtured in God for his purposes, right? Now, the end result of this, again, you on the other side, it was very short-sighted. It was about, you know, a church, a big church, or money, or something very short-sighted. The end result of the gospel is first of all, a knowledge of truth. We know who God is. And God is holy. God is loving, but God is holy. He is a holy, righteous God. And unless the righteousness of Christ fills us, we cannot be with him. We can't be his unless we too are holy as he is holy. So the end result of the gospel, the end result of the true teaching is holiness. That we have a righteousness imparted from Christ. We have a dignity about us that's given to us in Christ. We have a confidence to be able to go before Almighty God. Talk to him like our father, because we belong to him. And the end result is never. I you know, some folks, they get excited. You know, Christ comes into their life and it's exciting. And, you know, thank you, Pastor. Yeah, thank you, God, because it's really, you know, when everything, you know, everything that I have has been entrusted to me. And how I use it, I prayerfully try to keep it in the right, you know, order. And any good result, as Paul said, you know, we water, we sow, but only God gives the increase. If something good is happening in your life, if you're becoming enriched by the powers and graces of God, that only comes from God. Only God can make that happen. You know, we've preached to a lot of people, and a lot of times, you know, it doesn't have an effect. But on those whom the Lord calls, on those whom the Lord has chosen, on those whom the Lord has loved, you know, indeed, that word and that grace works wonders in their life. So it's always to God's glory. So I hope you can see why I warn you against certain things on TV and such. Here's Paul's idea of the result of the gospel. He says, surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We work night and day in order to not be a burden to you, to anyone, while we preach the gospel of God to you. You are our witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. In other words, we mentioned this before, that, you know, the idea of Christianity is the imitation of Christ. And what does Christ make us? You go back to Hebrews 10. It makes us holy, righteous, and blameless. Christ makes us holy, righteous, and blameless. So Paul lived out that life. And we try to live out that life. And we try to live out that life, like we said last time, that we could be an example to other places and people. He said, you know, so... for you know how we dealt with each of you as a father deals with their children. Encouraging, comforting, and urging. Exhorting, comfort, charging. The words are like, you can even, you know, translate preaching. you know, encouraging and witnessing. The word, the last word could actually be witnessing. But in other words, using, you know, the words of God, the strength of God to help people to what? To live lives worthy of God. Just like he says in Philippians, he says, live a life that's worthy of the gospel. Here, he says, our work and the end, the result, to live lives worthy of God. How do we know whether we're, you know, being led in the right direction? Hopefully our lives are growing in that area where we can kind of anticipate a welcome in God's presence so that we won't be shocked or afraid on the day of the Lord, but that we would be ready because we're living a life worthy of God, again, who calls us to his kingdom and glory. None of this is short-sighted, is it? None of this is like immediate, like right now. I want this. That a lot of idolatry leads to right now. That's what idolatry did. It was all about immediate gratification. This is about growth in our heart, soul, mind, living before God so we can live with God forever. That's what the gospel leads to. That's the result of the gospel. So, you know, good leaders will help you get there. Bad leaders might trip you up. I tell some of you, you know, especially you younger Christians who aren't, you know, please don't just listen to anybody. They will mess you up. The result that they end up with is not the result of a life worthy of God. The results they give you are more akin to idolatry than they are akin to Christian faith and walk. Please be careful not to listen. You think it's, you know, well, it's easier to sit at home and watch TV than to go to church. That's not what God designed. I don't know who came up with the idea, but I'm against it, you know. We really need to be, the other part of this just was, you know, Paul also lived with them. They saw him. It wasn't like he just showed up, did a show, and out the back door. You need to know who you're listening to. You need to know who you're following. You need to know the results of what they're doing. Where are they leading? You look at, again, think about the motive, think about their strategy, what are the words that are coming out of their mouth, think about the results that they bring to our lives. The goal is a life worthy of God. That's a lofty goal. And you know, some of us have been at it for a long time and know it's a lofty goal. We're still pressing. We're still working. We're still climbing that hill. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who will stand in his holy place? Those who lead a life worthy of God through Jesus Christ, I should say. Yeah. Okay? All right. So let me pray with you, and then we'll finish. Okay. So, Father, we thank you so much for Paul and his words that come from your Spirit for us. And I pray for us, Lord, that you will give us wisdom and protection against what's false and draw our hearts towards what's real. Above all, Lord, we want to make sure that we are following you, that we are under your grace, your power, your work, and your results. We want to live lives worthy of you, Almighty God. So lead us, help us. And I pray, Lord, because there are some here, Lord, that are leaders. There are some here, Lord, that are helping others. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will impart to them the gifts and the graces that they need in order to lead well and to show others the way. We thank you, Father, for all of your great blessings that lead us towards your kingdom. And we ask, Father, that you would especially give us grace and peace and joy and all the good things of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know which one it is, don't you? Oh, you got it. Okay. This is the one you got to do. You're going to be doing it.
thank you so much, Lord, for getting us through another week, Lord Jesus. For giving us the power and the strength, Lord God, to be here today, to hear your word, Lord Jesus, and accept it into our hearts. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that we would cling to your truth, Lord God, that we would only follow the leaders, Lord God, that you've called, Lord Jesus, the leaders that give the true word, Lord God, and live it out, Lord Jesus, more importantly. And we just pray, Lord God, that you would just be with those who couldn't make it today, Lord God, that you would give them strength, Lord Jesus. You'd give them your spirit to sustain them, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you again for all these people, for this family, for your truth, for your son, Lord God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.